We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kenny Atkinson, he's the Golden State Warriors assistant coach. Nice to see you. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, let me ask you this. This year's been different. And how's it been different for you?
I don't know where to begin. The home road stuff, like this,
right.
we could go on forever. I think every year staffs change, and you know Mike Brown leaving that obviously bumps people to different. It's almost like the players, you know, people shift roles, so that, which is awesome because I think that's how you develop as a coach. You move into, a different role that maybe you're not used to. So it's been great. It's been a great challenge. I love that we're starting to pick it up a little and improving. So
let me ask you this real quick, because the one thing about the Warriors is Steve's had various assistants over the last 10 years. Does that factor in to maybe you have to, you know, one year Mike Brown's coaching the defense, the next year somebody else, you guys switching roles all the time. How does that impact the team?
Well, first of all, goes to show how great a coach Steve Kerr is, because it really doesn't matter who the assistants are. He still wins. I do know this, haven't been a head coach in this league. Staffs have grown so much, and I think we have 8 full-time assistants. You know, that's a lot. So managing a staff, and not only the coaching staff, performance staff, analytics group, so Steve really has a lot on his plate, but it speaks to his kind of management ability. You know, it's not just a in-game coaching. It's how do you manage a staff, and he does it, you know, fantastically.
Coach, if you know me, I give credit where credit is due, and we taking some pictures, me and my guy, and I was like, good Lord, looking at myself, I got to give you a car. You look like you might still get some buckets. So I walked in, I'm like, man.
So I always joke, every year I get older, I go down a shirt size.
Okay.
So I just go smaller and smaller, and everyone's like,
good,
like,
coach.
Man, you're in great shape, but I'm like, no, I just keep going like, tighter fit.
I said, is that Curry or that's Atkins?
The European fit, man. I figured, man, it's a great way to fool people. Trust me.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You've been a head coach in this league. Talk to us about the art of your role now as an assistant coach and coming to a team, you know, where 3 guys or 4 guys, including Looney, and that, you know, they've gotten to the mountaintop. What was your to-do list like?
First of all, you know, great question, because it's a big shift going from being the head man to an assistant. And I'll say this, the best job in the world, I'm going to tell you, if you can ever do it, is being an assistant coach in the NBA. There's no better job, because you don't have, I always tell Steve, you earn all your money, whatever he makes, I don't know, $50 million, you know, whatever you make, you earn it because of the media responsibilities, the pressure. You're the ultimate decision maker. You're managing huge staff. So as an assistant, you're a support person.
Right.
And you know, I know you've both probably done it in your job. It's just not, you know, you're sleeping better.
Right.
And sleeping more. So that's the big thing. But it's a great question, because when I first came here, like, hey, head coach, whatever, like, now you really better humble yourself.
Okay, wow.
And now it's like, really, the first year, I was in observation mode. Like, I didn't talk. This is an established championship
smart,
team with law. Like I kind of stayed in the background and learned and listened a lot. This year, I think year two, I'm a little more vocal, a little more comfortable with the guys, more comfortable with the staff. So that was a big shift. You go from being the head guy, you're kind of the face of everything to like, man, I kind of went in the background a little, and because I had to learn the system.
Sure.
Because the defensive system was different. Offense, this offense is unique. So,
right.
So it was like, man, I had to educate myself and listen a lot.
Kenny Atkinson joining us. He's the assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors. Let me ask you this. I know you were close to becoming the Hornets head coach. I'm going to assume that you have aspirations to get back to be a head coach. If you were to be hired again as a head coach, what's one thing you'll take with you from here?
Well, you know, when I was a head coach, and this is kind of how me and Steve's relationship grew, me and him would text constantly because we're in different, you know, I was in the East, he was in the West. So I already stole, you know, 20 things from him. And he also, you know, I think, shared, you know, we were sharing information and sharing basketball ideas. I think I gave him a few things. He probably gave me 20. I gave him two. But that was that was kind of what it was. So, you know, obviously, and you guys know, you know, the offensive genius is the ball. And you see everybody copying it now.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, the ball movement, player movement, cutting. Screening, like we're number one in screen assists in the league. We're number one in cutting frequency. So, you know, you guys remember when it was, you know, the D'Antoni space, everybody just pick a roll, everybody just stay. And I played a little like that in Brooklyn in the beginning. Then change it, as I saw Steve's off-ball screen, all the stuff he does. Man, I started incorporating that stuff for Joe Harris and it worked.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think making, you know, if there's another opportunity, and I'm going to tell you the number one reason I stayed here, and you guys know this better than anybody, I'm in maybe the best place in the country.
There
live.
You go.
It's just
I try to tell this guy.
Like, listen, and I'm a New York. I'm not one of these people like New York's like, and we could have this debate. New York's great. I love, and that's my home. But it's like. Man, I'm in heaven. This is fantastic. And then I'm with an incredible organization working for maybe not only the best head coach in the league, but the nicest person. It's like, wait a second, my kids are in this incredible school district, like in the Bay. And it's like, man, what are we doing here? Like, if everyone's happy and I'm in a great place, like,
I love it.
Like, you know, so that's kind of how that came about.
Let me ask you this, because we're spoiled here with the Splash Brothers, arguably the best two shooters to ever do it. Jordan Poole's coming along. But I tell this guy, I miss the low block. I miss the Ewings and the Akeems. Did you grew up in the game. Did you see the three-point explosion coming? And do you see if the low post will ever get those big dudes again?
So maybe not in the way, Guru, you saw the Shaqs and those.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you're going to see that again. But I will say, you know, we're one of the highest frequency post-up teams, and you know why we do it, right? To get all the off-ball screening.
Right.
So we had a film session today. Steve's like, we got to throw it in the post more. And then we get all our act, we get our cuts and our off-ball screening and all that stuff. So it might not be that, you know, take 20 dribbles and go, you know, go dunk on somebody. But this is a great thing about sports. And, you know, it there will be a shift.
I
think post efficiency is getting better. You're seeing smalls post more, so I think you'll see a shift, but not to Shaquille O'Neal type shift.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. You guys will post Wiggins up. You posted Sean Livingston up all the time, and even Clay.
Yep,
Clay would post up earlier in his career, maybe not so much now. So you just go about it differently.
He wants to post up 20 times a game. Like that dude thinks he's, you know.
He's a guard, of course.
Steve goes crazy because he wants to get into his turnaround package.
Yeah.
And he's got that, right?
Yeah.
Like we know how skilled he is.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we really
He got the Dirk thing coming on the one-footer. Yeah.
I mean, that could be part of the evolution of his game, to tell you the truth.
100%. Kuminga, I think, will get there. But we all know Draymond in the post is just a magician, right? With his with the hitting cutters and hitting our shooters off a screen. So
Speaking of Draymond, have you coached a player that brings what he
Hell
brings
no.
to the table? Like, what was the other
Hell
night
no.
of that? That was I was in the
Did he yell at you?
Well, I
did he pick out you?
Hey, listen, so now we'll get to them. So I listened to you, right? I got a 30-minute commute, so I listened to you guys. And one of my things, like, man, when I leave New York, I'm not going to get great sports radio.
Look at it.
And I know you're going to think I'm blowing smoke, right? Like, seriously, like, because I've been in other markets where –
I heard you say Guru. I said he might listen.
No offense. No offense, but it's just not the same. So, like, New York, San Francisco, like, it's just is a whole nother level of sports radio. And you guys are the
right
kind of the pinnacle, man. So congrats. So Draymond, yeah, I heard you guys were saying, yeah, he didn't listen. You know, he was laughing at the Three Stooges. I was like, you're damn right. And then you're like, are you going to say something to him? Hell no.
Right.
Like, you got to know when. You saw me. Like, I did try to hold him
sure,
back. Like,
yeah.
Like, Dre, and, you know, the message is, like, we're not winning this without you.
All right. Don't get thrown out.
Please.
We need you.
Please don't get thrown out. I think that's a message in those situations. But, you know, Draymond's no dummy, right?
Yeah.
Like, he knew, and he was saying it before, the physicality. He was saying on the bench, man, we are not locked in. Our energy's not in the right place. Pick up our spirit. He kept saying spirit.
And he was right.
But he saw it before any of us saw
right.
it. So, and it's like, if you could put a value on that type of stuff and the leadership, it's probably greater than we think.
Mm,
like,
man.
Is it 10 extra wins? Is it four
right.
champions? Like, I don't know. Yeah. You guys have obviously been around it longer than I have, but my gut is like it's greater than we even think.
Conventional wisdom is they don't win it without Draymond.
No doubt about it.
I mean,
okay,
yeah.
So I'm conventional. Like he's
good. Appreciated here for sure.
Yeah. You guys give him great love. I'm.
Listen, thank you so much for joining
us.
I got to get up and do some coaching.
Continued success, man. Keep
thank
it going.
You.
Love
thank you. Same to you, Kenny.
All right, see you guys.
It's Kenny Atkinson, assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.